Life's getting better.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS? We will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud. People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I don't know who I'm more excited about. We got Jenny McCarthy coming on at Autism One here in Lombard, Illinois. And, of course, a couple of weeks we'll be back here in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois for the Health Freedom Expo. But also we are going to bring the CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation, to its knees this hour as PhD Brian Hooker returns to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is an amazing series of revelations of the CDC being caught in criminal activity, lying, outright lying, to protect what? Not the children, but to protect the manufacturers of vaccines containing thimerosal. This is shocking, 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 I promise. But first, we're going to enjoy the presence of the glowing beauty of this woman named Jenny McCarthy. She's been outspoken in terms of the relationship between vaccines and autism. We may not agree with everything that she says, but she's saying it, she's speaking out, and I respect her for that. Jenny McCarthy, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much.
We are globally reaching an audience that is now becoming more aware of this situation that you've brought out to the world in a great way, and I appreciate so much what
you're
doing.
Thank God.
Yeah, my goodness. In the years since you have come out, though, the controversies have not expired.
No.
Although, I think the awareness is shifting. As I speak to physicians, I'm a homeopath, so I work in the realm of natural medicine.
Right.
But many of the physicians now are having to acknowledge that there is the things you've brought out cannot be fringe, marginalized, and put aside anymore.
Correct. You know, they back in my heyday of autism, they did not recognize candida as a comorbid condition with these kids. A lot of things. They kind of told the parents that we were crazy. Gut has nothing to do with the brain, and
yes,
that we were crazy. And now they're recognizing it.
Well,
thank God.
When you went into, your passion for acting, you're a comedian, you're one of the funniest ladies I've ever watched over the years. Really appreciate your talent. To think in the future one day you'd actually be pretty much an expert on many things of the physiology, the gut.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of an astounding turn for you.
You know, the weird thing is I did go to college to become a nurse, and I made it 2 years before I went broke. But there was a longing and a love for medicine in my life. Like, I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
And then I realized that, God has a greater plan. Of course, I had a natural instinct, because later on I'd have to utilize that. And it's true. So when I had to, get in there and dig and do my own research, I actually enjoyed it. And it worked for Evan.
Well, it did. And it's transforming, I think, the terrain, the awareness. Now, it's the first time I've been at the Autism One conference, and I've been struck by the heart here,
right,
of the experience,
right,
and the laughter. You brought a lot of laughter in your presentation.
You have to.
I'm amazed at the Midwest sensibility. You're dropping F-bombs and people are loving you. How did you pull that off?
I can't help it. There's something that's kind of lighten up the room, a little levity. Everyone, this conference is, it's so lovely, because people can exchange stories and they come together, but it's also very serious. And I just always want to bring a little bit of laughter to, my keynote with some inspiration.
Yes.
And some insight. But I definitely throw the F-bombs up too much. My mom's like, really, Jenny?
Mom.
If you can refrain on Oprah, you can refrain other places too.
Right. But who knows if it really happened, they cut that out. I don't know. It could be. Well, if we're looking at the barbs that have been thrown at you for your stance, and of course the video we just saw kind of distanced this concept that this crowd is anti-vaccination, although quite honestly, as I'm interviewing parents here and as a homeopath, I know of many other ways to address immune dysfunction protection as well beyond it. I mean, that's, I think, the scope of a lot of the doctors here who are dear friends of mine who have now said, I won't vaccinate my own children knowing what I know. The concept of greening the vaccines, has things changed for you in those platforms?
Yes and no. You know, the term green our vaccines that we kind of came up with was to try to say we understand the need for them. I still think that the majority here would say, yes, we need to have vaccines in our world. But we are the ones that also are too sensitive. Our children are too sensitive to take that kind of assault.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many people here that would say, well, I won't vaccinate. Well, these are the people that shouldn't.
Yeah.
These are the people that that their child obviously are showing symptoms that they cannot take any more assaults.
Right.
So, and then the ones that should and can do.
Mm-hmm. Now, your interaction with the media, of course, Hollywood as well, has the reception shifted? Have there been others that have quietly come to you behind the scenes and said, you know, my child was also, I don't want to go out in the public.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
There's, you know, I kept praying for a relief pitcher, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just someone else I can pass the baton to for a little bit of it.
Yes, please.
And we've had many celebrities call, and we've helped their kid recover.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is no one wants to come out. It's really, really, you know, most celebrities want to keep their typical children hidden. So can you imagine if they have a diagnosis and then we recover them? Why would I come out, they think? Well, I had that choice to make, too.
Mm-hmm.
When Evan got better, I said, well, I could really just blend back in. But I knew in my soul, it was in my destiny that I had to. So, I don't know. The rest of the celebrities don't want to. So
yeah.
I still will carry the baton.
Well, I mean, that's the immense respect I have for you is that you're stepping out willing, in fact, to risk career, although you've done quite well and you're still doing movies and things. I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But I think I would hope that would impact on others that would say, hey, she's still around. Maybe I can be a little more outspoken here to protect, because this is what I see about the parents here. They don't want this to happen to any other child.
Right. Scared for other families.
Right, and they're putting themselves out for that.
You know, the crazy thing, too, is I sometimes want to say to the crowds, the newcomers, didn't you hear me 5 years ago? Didn't you hear me? Now, think about, you're upset at your friends for not listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to your thinking back then.
Yes.
You know, I think what did work and what I wanted to have happen was to have everyone just be cautious and educate before you vaccinate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go in and talk to your doctor. Like, if I could rewind that moment that I said to my doctor, I have a weird feeling about the MMR.
Mm-hmm.
I have a weird mommy instinct. I have a weird feeling.
Yes.
And he said to me, he needs this.
Really?
Instead of saying, well, Jenny, let me talk to you about that. Why do you think? Well, I'd say, well, I don't know. He's got rashes and his immune system doesn't. That's what I'm hoping happens now because
right.
of my big mouth.
Yeah.
That doctors are being forced to have those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So at least more parents can feel better about their decision. And hopefully these numbers don't grow here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love what you just said, because the moms, the intuition, it's very real.
It's so
very
real.
Yeah, and that form of communication has been frowned upon by the so-called scientific establishment. It's like, you know, and mostly male-dominated, I'll be honest about this. It's, to me, that patriarchal perspective. It's like, come on, there's intuition, there's mother's connection that is unique, and we've got to listen to that.
Totally.
Yeah, so I want to slap these guys around. I don't know about you. But
I say, you know, I said it in my keynote that one of the best... the best tool in recovery is your instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would feel what's working and what's not more than what it was showing on paper.
Right.
So the gut intuition is a very useful tool.
Very, very, in fact. So any other projects to promote this kind
of
further
on?
What's happening out there?
I'm so lucky. I have a new show premiering next Tuesday called Love in the Wild. It brings back.
There won't be anything funny in it, right?
I'm a bit silly.
Yeah.
And then I have the most beautiful piece of work I've ever done in my career yet is a show called Surprise with Jenny McCarthy. It airs on NBC in late summer.
Okay.
And it's like Oprah's Big Giveaway meets CNN Heroes. It takes like the most deserving people in America,
mm-hmm.
and I basically surprise them with their dreams come true. And it's so rewarding and beautiful. I cry the whole time. And
this
then
is more than just overhauling a car.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it's really a beautiful show. And then I have a late night talk show coming out in the fall with VH1. And my next book, Bad Habits, Confessions of a Recovering Catholic, comes out October.
Well, it's good. The message here is that you can come out and speak and be outspoken about very principled things that sometimes fly in the face of consensus,
yep,
establishment, belief systems, and yet still survive and even thrive. And I
it's
think
hard, I, but I'm
not
pushing
saying
through.
It's easy. Yeah, yep. No, I'm very, very happy to see that you are succeeding. And anything we can do in this community, or if you want to get the word out through the National News global audience, we're welcoming you here.
I know. I love this audience.
Yeah. It's really great.
We're all of like mind.
And Jenny, which website should we let everybody know to go visit to learn about
GenerationRescue.org.
GenerationRescue.org. Check it out. Jenny McCarthy, thank you for being
thank
here on
you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Thanks for being here.
Well, it's been an absolutely great visit here at the Autism One Conference, and we've got lots more to do. Brian Hooker's coming up momentarily. We're going to bring the CDC down to its knees, and that's great. And Jenny is absolutely a sweetheart. She's very warm, candid. She drops F-bombs, and as I mentioned, in polite audiences, but they love her for it. She's very candid and direct, and I appreciate that. Now, you know, between you and me, Jenny's gone now. I think her perspective on vaccines being necessary, I think, honestly, if she came out and said what I believe she said, this is just me, this is just Robert Scott Bell Rippin, if she said what I believe she believes on that front, she would be drummed out of Hollywood. She would have no new projects. But the fact that she says, okay, it's okay, we're still pro-vaccine, even though, hey, don't vaccinate the ones that are immune compromised. Who's immune compromised? Every child now is immunocompromised. So, again, thank you. I take my hat off to you. Not that I'm wearing a hat here. Jenny McCarthy, beautiful woman and very funny. Listen, lots of healing to go. We've got Brian Hooker coming up after the break. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. We are breaking news big time. And, of course, back tomorrow for Advanced Medicine.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Good day, this is Peter Krachnovel with Midas Resources. Today is May 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,562.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.50, $875 for a half ounce, and $438 for a quarter ounce. $1,601.50, $875, and $438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
Very excited to be back with you here at Autism One. I've got a very special guest I told you about. I had him on my weekday show earlier on in the year. We were talking about some, oh my gosh, the CDC corrupt. They might be lying. They might be covering up the fact that they knew that mercury thimerosal was damaging those who were injected with it in the guise of a vaccine. Yes! The guy that's helped us to really get to the bottom of this, and it's getting deeper. He's with me now, Brian Hooker, PhD. Dr. Hooker, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
Well, you sound excited.
I am. I am very excited. When we get new information, it's sort of like mining. Sometimes you get nothing. Sometimes you tap into a vein. And just recently, I was given a boatload mm-hmm. of information, and it was definitely mining gold nuggets.
Wow. Now, just to set the stage, I'm going to back up a little bit for my new listeners and those that didn't hear my interview with you. And by the way, you can go to Natural News Radio. We've got it linked through robertscottbell.com. And you can download the MP3 audio review or interview what I did with Professor Hooker earlier in the year. And thank you to Tim Boland for connecting us. But what you have done through Freedom of Information Act, the fact that you can read the science about the so-called five seminal papers that prove that thimerosal had nothing to do with autism, the vaccines are pure as the driven snow, and you just picked them apart, and we talked about that last time we were on the air. So what has happened since then?
Okay, well, what happened, these five supposedly indisputable studies culminated in the CDC commissioning the Institute of Medicine to hold a meeting in, this was what was called the Immunization Safety Review Meeting. There were actually nine meetings. This was the ninth. This was the last meeting. It was scheduled very hurriedly in 2004. While there was still some good science that was being developed, but these five epidemiological studies were all intact, so our good friend Julie Gerberding...
Oh, Chicken Little.
Chicken Little Gerberding, as you call her. Mm-hmm. Very hurriedly commissioned the IOM to have this final meeting that was going to be called Vaccines and Autism. And the meeting Vaccines and Autism, the end result was that the committee... decided that there was no relationship between thimerosal and autism. The committee decided that there was no relationship between the MMR vaccine and autism, and it also closed the door on any further research, saying that the most promising avenues of research, quote-unquote, should be done, and what that excluded was any research on thimerosal and autism.
So basically this... release of information was suddenly at this last vaccines and autism meeting. We basically said, well, looks like these five studies have just shut the door on that line of inquiry. No, nothing to see here. Move along.
Right. And what I found was a written notes from a conversation between Dr. David Weldon and Dr. Julie Gerberding. David Weldon at the time was a congressman from Florida.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
He was very helpful to the autism movement. He was very skeptical of the safety of vaccines, including thimerosal and vaccines. You know, it's a no-brainer. Mercury is bad for you. Mercury is not good for you. It should not be in vaccines. But I got this...
Right, you're a PhD and you said that.
I... did, and it's not anything I learned from school, believe me.
Amazing, that...
but Dr. Weldon had his legislative aide had taken notes from a phone conversation with Julie Gerberding, and in that conversation, Julie Gerberding stated directly that the 2004 IOM was not to be a conclusion on thimerosal and autism.
But did that statement happen prior to the meeting or after the meeting?
That happened prior to the meeting. She lied.
Whoa! No, Julie Gerberding lied?
She
oh no.
She lied over and over
the
and over.
The same Gerberding that left the CDC and the year to the day later ended up heading up Merck's $5 billion vaccine division?
That's right.
The same one. Okay.
Good old Julie Merck Gerberding.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that the that this was a preliminary review on the science. It was not going to close the door. And that, and I quote, that the meeting was not to make any conclusions.
Yet, at the end of the day, as you said afterwards, they said, oh, looks like we don't have to look down that research hole at all because it's already been done.
They closed the door.
Yeah.
They closed the door.
So who called them on this? Anybody or just you?
To my knowledge, nobody has had this information.
Okay.
It was in tucked away in Weldon's files. This is some of the information.
So this is breaking right here on the show. I mean, we covered this here at Autism One and talked about it earlier, but this is stunning new revelation.
Right. Right. She lied. And the 2004 IOM, what's even worse, there are two other points I need to make, is that the 2004 IOM was used in the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program to deny thimerosal-based claims. In the test cases, the main test case, the first one that went forward was the Michelle Cedillo test case. Bless her heart, has autism, was injured by the MMR and thimerosal. And if you look at the transcript of that particular court hearing, the special master Hastings cited the 2004 IOM meeting no less than 20 times.
Oh.
Okay. And that was his basis.
And that was supposed to be a preliminary, not definitive. We're not going to hang our hat on this and look at what the National Injury Vaccine Injury Compensation Program court, so to speak, determined.
Right.
20 times they cited it.
20 times they cited it.
The preliminary not to be determined to be concluded.
That's right. So Michelle Cedillo and thousands of other kids were denied justice because of the 2004 IOM. Thank you, Julie.
How does this play in with the Hannah Poling case? Remember that one? Supposedly was landmark because this kid had autism and they're going to be giving them money.
The Hannah Poling case is very interesting because originally, they did not want that case to go to court because of one of the expert witnesses, a guy named Andy Zimmerman, who basically said that her mitochondrial disorder and autism-like features were exacerbated by 9 vaccines that she got in one doctor visit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he said that, but he also testified against our children in vaccine court and said that vaccines do not cause autism. So, in other words, the testimony was conflicting. They couldn't let the Poling case see the light of day because that would have brought that conflict in testimony. And if you look at the records, you could mince words and say that it was not a conflicting testimony, but for somebody to say that vaccines do not cause autism and then recommend awarding an autism claim for vaccines just doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's a sort of scientific schizophrenia.
Right.
I don't know if there's a definition for that, but when we come back from this break, we will find out. Brian Hooker is my guest here at Autism One this hour. PhD, amazing guy, and what he has found out. And we've only tipped the tip of the iceberg, so we're going to cover that and more. Say thanks to those of the sponsors that support this message of health, freedom, and liberty. We appreciate their courage, and I hope you thank them. We'll be right back with more of The Healing on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Of course, at the start of the interview, and welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I was teasing Brian Hooker, Professor Hooker here. I was like, you know, you PhDs aren't supposed to be excited about anything, and yet we don't know the backstory here. Those that listened earlier to our show together, we did before, know that you have a child affected by a vaccine injury and autistic spectrum.
That's correct. I've got a 14-year-old son. His name's Steven. He's a delight. And I absolutely love him, love all the time that I get to spend with him. He was injured by his infant vaccines. He got the highest possible dose of thimerosal in his infant vaccines, and his toxic tipping point happened at 15 months. It really pushed him over the edge. He received 5 vaccines in one day while he had an active ear infection, and then soon digressed into the world of autism very quickly.
Mm. Yeah, obviously that got you, you know, in a personal way, motivated to find out what the heck is going on here. Which, you know, if people ask, well, what drove you to do something that nobody else had done by picking apart those 5 so-called seminal papers that led to all of the things that we're revealing here today and what we revealed at Autism One
right
over the weekend?
Right. And another thing that I wanted to point out, before the break, we talked about vaccine court.
Yes.
And how the 2004 IOM report was really the darling of the vaccine court. It was the centerpiece of vaccine court, which it was not intended to be. The other thing that happened was in 2009, the Centers for Disease Control and the Health Resources Services Administration, and that's HRSA, and HRSA runs the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, they again commissioned the Institute of Medicine to do another set of meetings and do a report on vaccine adverse events. This was in 2009. Now, this particular committee looked at 158 vaccine adverse events. Do you know what was not on that list of adverse events?
Autism?
Autism and thimerosal.
Oh,
they
no.
were not asked. They were specifically not asked to look at mercury. And there was a transcript from a meeting of the vaccine court took a junket out to Oakland, California. And there was a presentation done by the lady Ellen Clayton, who headed up that particular ION committee. And she said point blank, we were not asked to look at that.
So, well, in that way, they could claim, well, there was no autism in thimerosal link. Well, how would you find it if it wasn't even allowed to be brought up?
You wouldn't find something that you don't talk about, okay? And the problem with that is between the period of 2004 and 2009, there were over 100 papers published. Over that five-year period, there were over 100 papers published that support an autism thimerosal link, including three epidemiological studies that would line up and had the technical... the technical bona fides and had very elegant methods as opposed to the five epidemiological studies that you could sandblast away with a soup cracker.
Okay. You know, and when we were together on stage earlier, you laid out the five studies, and what you revealed about them was shocking beyond belief, because everybody's claiming that those five studies showed that, well, autism was on the decline because we, or, you know, it maintained. I mean, it was so much confusion about it, but basically what they tried to say with those five studies is that there's no relationship between thimerosal and vaccines and autism, yet you showed that those five studies, in fact, had the data that actually proved that there was a link.
That's correct.
The very five that they used to say it wasn't actually are the five that can be used to show it.
It's wonderful. We can use their information and we can use their data to show that there is a linkage between thimerosal and autism.
And we're going to do that even more after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Breaking news here with Brian Hooker, PhD. The link to the website I want you to see is mercury-freedrugs.org. I've got it linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Hooker, I'm so glad you're with me again, having a great time with you here at Autism One. The number during the week, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin,
Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are we on a mission here? You betcha we're on a mission here. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've been on this mission ever since it started, way back in 1999 with Jumpstart Your Health. And the evolution now with Brian Hooker, PhD, and he's changing the world for the better. You know, the hardships that you faced as a parent, at the same time, there's love, there's joy, you find it. And that's what I found here at Autism One, that despite the great difficulties and the great assault by junk science, modern medicine gone awry, that there's a lot of love here. There's people that are trying to salvage the next generation. You know, although there's anger, it's genuine and righteous in some ways. But at the same time, the people here and yourself are trying to do their level best to make sure that other generations after us don't have to suffer the same fate.
That's correct. And these are people who haven't given up on their children. They have not given up on their children. I just attended a presentation by Dr. Georgia Davis where she recovered a 17-year-old.
Wow.
From autism, which is, for me, as a parent of a 14-year-old with full-blown autism, that's just wonderful. These are the types of success stories that I could just stay awake and listen all night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's no shortage of people that are now on fire in a good way to do some really wonderful things here. What you're uncovering, though, is on some level, it's incredibly shocking. As an academician, of course, it's disillusioning. You know, the whole field of science, and you start going, wait a second, you know, all those crazy hippie people that were screaming, hey, there's no science or your science is wrong. Suddenly you're going, wait, these people were onto something, but they didn't have a PhD. What's wrong with this picture?
I wish I could point my finger on it. When you look at the CDC, the vaccine Kool-Aid is pretty thick and deep. And I want to mention another set of emails and
please.
And another set of data that I was able to uncover, and I quickly shipped this over to David Dyer, who analyzes all the FOIA information with me. He's a wealth of resources. He's a walking encyclopedia.
He's brilliant. I got, and we had him on Friday with his father, Dr. Mark Geyer.
Right, yeah. Right. David and I will, as routinely, as a habit, will go through the information together. And he went through all this information. We uncovered an email by a CDC scientist named Phil Rhodes. Phil Rhodes was the cleanup artist. When they found a relationship between thimerosal and autism, they recruited Phil Rhodes.
A cleanup artist. It reminds me of like the mafia movies. The cleaner comes in after all of the damage has been done. We got to clean the place up, take the blood everywhere. I mean, is that what you're talking about? We got to clean up this mess.
That is exactly what I'm talking about. He was quoted at Simpson Wood as saying, "You can push I can pull, and we can take a statistically significant relationship, and we can turn it into a relationship that's not statistically significant. What does that sound like to you?
Wow. Manipulation of data is an understatement.
Exactly. So what Phil Rhodes undertook in this particular investigation, this was the CDC's own study that came out 2003 on thimerosal and neurodevelopmental disabilities. And what he did is he took apart the vaccine safety data link, which is their database for vaccine and adverse events. He took it apart clinic by clinic. And he was a part of the vaccine safety data link that represented the Northern California Kaiser HMO. And in this particular health maintenance organization, there were a number of clinics. I believe there were 54 clinics. And in order to take out the thimerosal effect, they even had a name for it. They called it the thimerosal effect because the more thimerosal these kids get, the more neurodevelopmental difficulties they were seeing.
So the thing they're calling the thimerosal effect is the thing they're trying to pretend doesn't exist.
Right, right. The cleanup artist, Phil Rhodes, came in and basically went through clinic by clinic and determined which clinic he could remove in order to take away the thimerosal effect. So he analyzed the data. He went through all 54 clinics one by one to see which clinics he could exclude in order to make the thimerosal effect go away. And he found a clinic in Redwood City. It's the infamous clinic number 37. This clinic in Redwood City, California, had a higher incidence of neurodevelopmental disabilities, and lo and behold, he was able to take away Clinic 37 from the analysis. He didn't make the relationship go away, but he was able to significantly lessen the statistical significance of what they called the thimerosal effect.
Wow. So they may disappear, sort of like, we don't like you. What you've said is not good. We're going to make you disappear like a physical body. But they basically took clinic number 37, Redwood City, said, we got to get this out of here because this is going to skew the stats in a way we do not like. Stand by, Brian. We're going to be on wrap up today's show. This is stunning, the revelations. And are even more, are there not, in the next segment we're going to let loose on.
That is correct.
All right. We'll be right back.
The Robert Stoppard Show.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it!
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What an amazing hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Both hours have been fantastic as we've been covering things from the Autism One conference, wrapping it up with Dr. Brian Hooker and amazing work that he's done. I've got the links up, mercury-freedrugs.org. And we're going to, where do we go? I mean, they just wipe out data they don't like, and then they pretend that they have the mantle of science. No one shall question us. You question. You found out some really nasty stuff.
That is correct. And the horrible thing about this is that we are held to a higher standard on our side as scientists. If I were to make a claim that thimerosal caused autism, then my science would be checked with a fine-tooth comb. But yet we've got scientists who are in collusion basically to commit fraud. Now, if you'll remember, the Madsen study that came out of Denmark, they also removed data. They removed data points that showed a downward trend after autism or after thimerosal was removed in vaccines. That was a downward trend in autism.
They couldn't afford you to see that because then the link would be much more obvious, obviously.
Correct. Yeah. And this is how they got the paper published in Pediatrics. The same thing happened with the Verstraten study. If you don't like the data, if the data are telling you something that is against your religion, which is in that case vaccinology
well
is a
said,
religion,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
They took out the offending data. Okay, because, you know, it must
and by
be
the way,
right.
the Denmark study, didn't it get rejected for publication at some major journals and took it a level down to like a minimal journal?
Yes. The information that we received via FOIA showed that they first submitted the Denmark study to the Journal of American Medical Association. It was rejected flat out. Mm-hmm. They revised, submitted it to The Lancet.
They considered Lancet prestigious beyond prestige.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Said no, thank you. And then they go down to a pediatric.
Down to pediatrics. Struggled in terms of peer review, and the only way they were able to get it published was to take out the offending data point.
Oh, again, more offending. And you know, one of the things you mentioned in the presentation we were together in. You had said that there was a message at some point that said the data is something about the data was offensive or it wasn't it didn't make us happy. I'm like, it wasn't helpful. The data wasn't helpful.
Wasn't helpful.
I was
right.
Like, and you made a point that it was just brilliant, and everybody just kind of gasped when you said it. Data's not. That's all the data is helpful. If you want to find something, data is helpful.
That's right. When you're a scientist. Data is going to show one thing or another, and if you are going to call this data helpful, which this particular email series said, it's possible that this data won't help us at all. And the author of that email, Dr. Diane Simpson, was the deputy director of the National Immunization Program of the CDC at the time. And she was scouring Denmark, Sweden, the United Kingdom, several other nations that I can't remember right now, that were looking for, she was looking for autism incidence data versus thimerosal exposure.
Brian, you have uncovered something like the sleuth of Sherlock Holmes that is can upset the entire global perspective on what is legitimate science.
And the CDC isn't happy.
No, I think that they're not too thrilled.
No,
Which makes me happy, by the way.
That's great. I've received in the past disturbing phone calls from individuals who would identify themselves only as CDC employees. I've also received disturbing letters from CDC's legal counsel. And so there's a cost. There's a cost of doing this type of work, and CDC is not happy. Mm. Now, the last thing, if we've got time,
we have 3 minutes.
Okay, one more goodie that David Geyer and I uncovered was an email that actually originated from the FDA, and this sets the tone of this entire debacle. In 1998, what was called the Maternal Working Group of the Food and Drug Administration got together, and they had an epiphany. They realized something, that thimerosal had never been tested in terms of reproductive toxicology. And if you read between the lines, they were also having the epiphany that thimerosal had never been thoroughly tested, period. But in this case, they were talking about reproductive toxicology. And this particular email, this was actually a meeting memorandum, recommended that they do reproductive tox. This was back in 1998 on thimerosal in both mothers and fathers. So if you were a father, how did that affect your sperm in terms of were you passing on any type of developmental malady to your children?
Yeah.
And for the woman, pregnant woman, then the problem was were you passing on anything in utero to your child?
Okay.
Now, rather than doing the evaluation, in their infinite wisdom, what they did was they introduced a flu shot for pregnant women starting in 2003.
Based on what safety data?
There are no safety data. There are no maternal or paternal reproductive toxicology data. So, but pregnant women get the full dose of thimerosal, that's 25 micrograms, whenever they get a flu shot. And flu shots are...
If they measure correctly, there are lots that are hot lots, they have more thimerosal in them. It happens.
Yes, you're right. There are hot lots of thimerosal. And when you look at how that distributes in the body... one-third of the mercury goes to the mom, two-thirds of the mercury ends up in the cord, and ultimately goes to the fetus.
Yes. So there you go. With all the science that we have at our backing, Brian Hooker has uncovered a disaster, which we've known about, but now the trail is becoming more obvious. And I hope that you can come back and we can talk more about the revelations yet to be.
Get ready for bigger developments. There are things that I can't talk about right now, but as soon as I'm able to talk about them, I really want to come back.
You are welcome here, Brian Hooker, PhD, Mr. Excitement. You know, I love you dearly, and all the best to you, your family, your son, and we want to help out in any way we can. You've done a lot already to move this forward so that other children will not suffer the same fate. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, and thank you all for being here for the special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show from Autism One. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. We'll be back with Advanced Medicine Monday tomorrow, other wrap-ups and breaking news every day. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.